John, how are you?
I'm never better. How does that sound, Tony? Ready to go. Weather's changing. Little upset about that Michigan State loss to Ohio State, but hey, now we're off to the tournament.
I was at Coach Izzo's press conference yesterday, and he said that loss was the worst of his career, and he says he has a 24-hour rule that when it comes to gloating over a victory or agonizing about a loss, he gives himself 24 hours. He says most of the time he never needs that much time. He said yesterday he was going to take every second of every hour of that 24 hours because it just grinded at him.
Well, he's being very honest, and good for him. That just shows that anybody can get themselves in a situation where they really feel bad, and we can work at it. We can tell ourselves we're over it, but sometimes it takes a little longer to get over it than we would like.
All right, let's talk about an interesting topic, especially to parents. And it's the soul-searching parents go through when unhappy with the school that their child or children attend and moving and constant moving at a young age. Now, I experienced this. Lived in New York until I was 5, moved to L.A. and was there to 13, lived in Louisville, Kentucky until 15, and then moved to Mount Clemens and, thank goodness, remained there. But that used to rip my guts out. The move from Kentucky back to here was really agonizing. When moves have to be made just to find a better school for your kids, that can be tough too.
It really can, Tony. One of the hardest things in life is determining just what to do with our children in terms of school. Because I think we all support schools. We want to support community schools. We want to support educators. That's our job as part of society. However, there are times that we run into a situation where a particular environment is not good for our child, and it can lead to harm. And it might not even be for both. You could have more children, 2, 3, 4. But when you get to a situation where a child just doesn't fit in terms of the kids, in terms of the academic situation, that's when you really do have to take a look at what's the right place for my child. And it can be school of choice, can be parochial school. Hopefully, this doesn't happen a lot, and the school where we live has the ability, the desire, to meet the needs of all the children in the community. But we know there are going to be situations where that doesn't fit. And when that happens, I think parents have to be wise enough to look around to make a choice that's really going to be best for their child.
When you move and constantly move at a young age, what does that do to children, and how does that affect them as they grow up?
Well, it can definitely lead to feelings of insecurity, Tony. Part of life, of developing good self-esteem, long-term good self-esteem, is being in a situation where things are predictable. You're in a home where things are unpredictable. You hopefully are in a spiritual environment that is predictable in terms of church environment. If this is, where you're so oriented, you are in an educational setting where you get to know people. You're able to just have the stability that comes from a life living in an area but a predictable life. Now, that doesn't mean children can't move and have security, but as a whole, too much moving, it often does reflect the instability in the home, unfortunately. People are going here, going there, can't whatever the reason, they can't be in one place. So the more you consistency in a person's life, the better that works out for them. And you're going to find people that have moved a lot, been in different settings, never knew how long they were going to stay in the school. They often have to work on their self-esteem and feelings of security for the rest of their life or for a good share of their life.
Do they have challenges in relationships?
Often they do, because often they don't feel secure. And sometimes when you don't feel secure, you're testing your partner. Do you really love me? Do you really care for me? And it also can lead to a lot of jealousy. Like, I know you're going to be like other persons that I have known in my life. And sometimes this can just be subconscious. So you can actually just have people that never can develop lasting long-term relationships because they never learned how in the first place. and then they question relationships they're in if they're going to last. Is something going to go wrong here? So it can be a very negative, destructive, difficult life. It doesn't have to be, but it certainly can be.
I know someone at Trinity Church, and he and his wife are trying to decide. They're unhappy with their school, and they're trying to decide, should they go somewhere else? How do you make that decision, and also how do you help the kids make that transition?
Well, I think what you have to do, you have to really take a look at the school where you are. I think you try to do everything possible to make that situation work, because I'm a very strong advocate of the local school. I mean, there's no question about that. And even the school, the one that you're assigned to, I think that we try to make those things work. However, when we see it isn't working, if we have a child who's being bullied, who is having problems academically, he doesn't feel there's support from the teacher, when you talk to the principal, you can't really get any support, anything going, and you're really seeing your child in a downward spiral, and you have really attempted to make everything work, then I think at that point, you have to start looking, you have to look around, you have to meet with principals, you need to talk to people, and make a choice. And a lot of parents do that. I know somebody, as one example, who sent two children to East Lansing and two children to Catholic Central. Meaning, and I remember talking to him about that. I said, how does one do that? He said, well, we just found environments that work best for our children. Now, not that everybody can do that or wants to do that, but that's just one example of a parent who looked at the children, or I guess allowed the children to be involved in decision-making. And I believe all four did well. It was just a question of what worked for them. So, and a problem, of course, with this is, if you're the problem or your child's the problem, just moving is not going to be a solution at all. So it has to be something that clearly your child is not fitting in, is not making it, and you don't really feel the particular needs of your child are being met. Then I think the wise parenting thing to do is take a look at alternatives, choices, and make the best choice for your child. This can be heart-wrenching and very difficult, but it is happening all the time in the days of school of choice.
All right, we've been talking with Dr. John Braccio. He's the director of the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, have a great week. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, very good. Thank you, Tony. You guys too. Bye-bye.